This is Digital Dave.
Yeah, I'm Fast Eddie. And you know the end of that, the music bed there? It fades out like that. I keep thinking there's an ice cream truck somewhere nearby.
Okay. And I was going to ask where you parked your llama this morning, but we'll let that drop gracefully. We are joined by Mr. Dave Hall. He's got his Moto Art hat on today.
Yes, he does.
It's a little different than his other hat.
He's got a Moto Art hat, but he's wearing a Plain Tags t-shirt.
Oh, that you are out of uniform, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Gentlemen.
Promotion.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah. I was wanting to take this opportunity to maybe talk to you a little bit about the other company, Moto Art.
The other company.
Yes, it's the founder of my whole career. We started Moto Art 22 years ago, and Moto Art basically designs and produces aviation art out of authentic airframe parts. And many of you, in fact, I had just a lot of people come up and still remember the old television series we did on Discovery Channel back in 2004 called Wingnuts. And throughout the 22 years, it's certainly evolved and a really special company. You know, it certainly got a little complicated when we introduced Plain Tags, and Plain Tags took off in a life of its own. And how we handled Moto Art, we separated the two companies. And I was hoping to give you a chance to talk to you about a couple of big projects that we're working on.
Certainly.
Let's hear it. Big projects. We love big projects.
What was that? One of those was the new EAA radio studio?
Yeah, exactly. We need a new table.
All right. So with the success of Plain Tags, you know, my time was really divided. And so what we did is we naturally raised our prices on Moto Art. It was already super expensive, and I get it, very time consuming. Some of our pieces had hundreds of hours into it. And so with the raising of the prices, you know, we got to be able to select more of the projects that we wanted. And throughout the last couple of years, we got involved in some pretty large-scale projects. One of them I'd love to talk to you about today, but I signed an NDA, so I can only tell you about what we're doing.
Okay.
Right now, we're working on a new concourse, and we're literally cutting off the whole T-tail section of an MD-88 in Roswell, New Mexico. And we're reassembling the T-tail of this MD-88 in the main concourse.
Oh, my goodness.
And this thing is spectacular.
Is it going to have like a coffee shop in the back end of the fuse there?
So when you walk into the concourse, you literally will be walking under this MD-88 tail. It's 41 feet wide. It's going to be 16 feet high. And it's truly becoming, you know, we have our challenges, of course, you know, with the engineering. If you're in an airport, everything's got to be stripped out of it. Along with that, we have 777 Cowling information booths, which is a real treat because...
Yeah, that holds like 10 people, right?
Right, because the 777s are just coming off the line. And so for years and years and years, we've been working with 747 Cowlings, in particular, 747-200 series. And the Cowlings actually have had a kind of a fun twist to it. I'm not sure if it's fun, but... You know, we've been working with these engine nacelles for so long, and they're all aluminum. I'm sure you guys have seen them. All aluminum, 104-inch diameter cowlings that we make in a reception desk, and we probably sold 100 of them throughout the 20 years. I went up to the Mojave, picked up a cowling, brought it back to the yard, and all of a sudden we realized it was composite. We got to the 400 series.
Yeah.
Right? Which really changes everything. So all aluminum cowling.
Right. You can't polish that thing up.
No. So it kind of like changes everything. So getting back to the airport, the architects wanted 777. They wanted it huge. They wanted to fit 2-3 people in this. And I'm like, hey, no problem. Up in Mojave, they've got like 20 retired 777s up there already. And they're removing all the engines, removing all the cowlings. Didn't even ask the people in Mojave. And I basically sold it to the airport, went up to Mojave. Hey, how much for that 777 cowling? And he goes, Dave, did we talk about this? And I'm like, no. He said, we're getting like $100,000 each on these 777 cowlings.
Oh my goodness.
Because they're just coming off the line, right?
And still people want them.
They still want them. And he goes, you know, they're continuous bird strikes, and that's why he goes, we sold our last one for $140,000.
Oh my goodness.
And I'm like, oh no, because I literally had just sold this job.
That $1,500 you're expecting to spend.
Yeah. So I had to eat a big no-no sandwich on this one, and I called the architect and I said, look, man, I really screwed up on this. I just assumed, because I've been buying so many cowlings off these guys, that it was the, you know, $1,500 cowling. And luckily they approved it. Not that. Well, let me back up.
They approved the change.
Well, what happened was I told the my vendor, and within a couple days they called and said, hey, look, we'll do one for $20,000. And so I went back to the airport and they approved the change order.
Cool. Yeah. I want you to make a hot tub. I think that'd be really cool. Hot tub set right in the cowling.
You know, I've heard that a lot. They actually did a Budweiser commercial with one, I think.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So the demand is, I mean, we all knew plain text took off, but Moto Art is also doing very well.
It is doing very well. You know, I have a great team. I wouldn't be able to do it without my team. In fact, they're out today in Roswell working on that T-tail that we were talking about.
With saws, awls, and pliers?
Yeah, well, no, we're taking apart part by part. And the problem is the transportation.
Yeah.
It's the vertical that's giving us trouble because it's so oversized. The horizontal stabilizer, we're going to be able to make a clean cut and have, you know, 20 feet on each side. But it's the vertical that's giving us a little trouble right now. So,
well, maybe you should just put it all together and strap an engine on it and fly it home.
Well, you know, what's crazy is I was just out in Clovis, New Mexico earlier this year. Roswell is a two-hour drive up the road.
Right.
I was stunned at the number of airliners sitting there. There's got to be 100 of them there.
Right, right.
And I couldn't believe it.
That's a whole other boneyard.
Yeah, wow. But like you said, there were 777s. There were airliners of all types there.
Right.
You must have looked at that and said, ooh, yeah. The possibilities.
Yeah. So we're speaking with Dave Hall from Moto Art. How do you even approach the surplus guys and buy parts? When you said, I want the whole tail off an MD-88. They must have looked at you like you are nuts.
Right. Well, you know, we have pretty good relationships. We've been doing this for 22 years. And get back to what you said about these airplanes being retired. There's literally almost like thousands of them being retired right now because they're going to the fuel-efficient aircraft now.
Yeah.
And I just got back from Greenwood, Mississippi, the small little town. And here was just a whole fleet of Air Canada A320s. I mean, they're trying to find
those
places.
Those planes aren't that old.
Well, they're trying to find places to park them, and that's the problem, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, they're taking up so much real estate. So you go to these little small towns, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you'll see a whole fleet of aircraft being parked there, especially since COVID. I mean, they even, you know, multiplied that. So to get back to your question, you know, we know where to find them. I mean, that's what it gets down to.
And you know who to talk to.
And we know who to talk to. And, you know, talking about the boneyards, it's a whole other conversation. Every boneyard's different, right? I go to Mojave. I've been there for 20 years. It's a good old boy situation. They gave me a yard. I have an acre of land up there. Versus you go to Victorville. You know, you go to Victorville, and it's very strict. I mean, you can't cross that line without having an escort. And, you know, it's going to Roswell. Well, I have a little clout now in Roswell. You know, we're working with several aircraft out there. We know who to work with. But every boneyard is different. It just depends on who's really running that boneyard.
Okay. And you have to just develop those relationships and buy them dinner once in a while.
Exactly. I pay way above scrap prices.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Well, of course, because you're a captive audience, you know?
Yeah.
And they say, oh, here comes Dave. Cha-ching.
Yep. On average, how many projects a year do you guys do?
That varies. You know, we probably push out three or four big conference tables a month. We always do reception desks. We do small credenzas. I mean, our audience is corporate. I mean, or self-made gentlemen who come in and want to spend the money on their office. But, you know, we don't do homes. You know, we don't do restaurants.
We can't get that 707 window to put all my dining room
wall.
Yeah,
yeah. But, you know, go to eBay. Well, not the 707, but, you know, they're out there. There's just so many aircraft being retired. So our customers are like GoDaddy, AOL, Pratt & Whitney, Boeing, you know, on and on, mostly big corporations.
So Boeing, you sold them an Airbus stabilizer, right?
No, gosh, no.
Jeez.
But, slap.
You know, but, you know, that's who we tend to work with. You know, we don't advertise like what we advertise with plane tags. But it's funny, after 22 years, we have all these young adults getting into the plane tag collections, mm-hmm. and they all go, who's Moto Art?
Right.
What's Moto Art?
Wow.
Well, I have to admit, I have seen some of your stuff up close and personal. I was at an ICAST convention a bunch of years ago, and somebody had their old display set up with your stuff, and it was impressive.
Thank you.
Yeah. Looking at that, thinking, ooh.
And then there's the propeller blades.
The propeller blades.
Yes.
250 them suckers. Them. Can't get rid of them.
Yeah.
Listen, I know some guys that are here right now that would probably love to have a few of your propeller blades.
Right. Well, some over. We're in Hangar B 2021.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but by the time they're done with them, you wouldn't want to put them on an airplane. They're too beautiful.
Well, maybe so, but maybe they can just take some of the old surplus off your hands.
Right.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. So where did you say you were again?
We are in Hangar B. It's 80% plane tags. Just look for the small crowd. There's always people up there picking out their plane tags.
Yeah,
but we do have a B-52 ejection seat. We got a KC-97 cowling. We got a beautiful DC-3 propeller address post where we water jet out the address numbers.
Wow.
Really beautiful.
A single blade or the whole propeller?
No, just single blade standing.
Okay.
You know, we can make them with a post so you can stick them in the ground. But it's really, really pretty piece. And, of course, we got the Lockheed Constellation that's here in the backdrop.
Okay. All right.
Believe me, if I had room to put that thing, I'd have one.
The Constellation or the mailbox post?
Both.
Okay. All right. All right. I want to thank you for joining us. We've been speaking with Dave Hall from Moto Art.
And Plane Tags.
And Plane Tags.
And Plane
Hangar
Tags.
B, get over there. This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.
Thank you.